some of the findings in the pilot were forwarded to the Inspector General and the Justice Department for further investigation, because they were actually able to uncover specific instances of fraud. But the way the pilot essentially went is the recovery board worked with a set of data that CMS had worked with, and CMS took the first crack and said, here's our traditional approaches and algorithms and analytics that we would run over the data, and here's what we found. And now we're going to hand it over to you, recovery board, and with your tool, let's see if you find everything we found or find anything else. And the way it played out, the recovery board found everything essentially that CMS found, and then found was able to find more. And the reason why they were able to find more was they were able to look at the data differently and add more texture and dimension and look at corporate relationships and go back in time and look at other issues using all public source data, all data that's out there, whether it's on the internet or available in other public sources and courthouses, et cetera. And they were able to build further views into these recipients and these entities and expand CMS's view of where problems might be occurring. So that was a very successful test of the tool, and now CMS and HHS are actively working to expand that and use it strategically in other parts of Medicare and their organization.
What lessons are being transferred from the Recovery Act to agencies for improper payments specifically? I mean, I'm not just do it better or use data better, but are you using any specific of the software that the Recovery Act used, or using any specific data standards?
One of the lessons learned out of the Recovery Act is that with as we increase a public accountability for the stewardship of taxpayer dollars, we get more focus at the agencies, more due diligence, more attention to the issue of money going out the door correctly, going out the door quickly, so that the programs are doing what they intended and stimulating the economy, creating jobs, improving outcomes for Americans and the citizenry. All of that is important. It's important to get it done with a watchful eye. And what we saw across agencies in administering the Recovery Act is coming up with new approaches to improve the scrutiny, involving more people, involving more tools to study and evaluate the payments and the awards that they were making as they're going out the door.
Discuss the steps the CFO community plans on taking, obviously, to continue to reduce improper payments across the government. We're talking about policy, technology, even vendor engagement plans.
Last year, the president issued the directive to double the rate of recovery for improper payments to vendors. And when the information and the results came in for the end of fiscal year 2010, federal agencies tripled the recoveries of improper payments from vendors for a total of approximately $687 million in recoveries. Following up the March memo, the president issued another directive requiring the creation of a federal do not pay list. And there, we're bringing together relevant information to the agencies in a one-stop environment on the status of individuals in terms of, and entities in terms of whether they've been excluded because they've been suspended or debarred, whether they're deceased, whether they have a delinquency, or whether they are incarcerated. Information relevant to their eligibility that resides in various places, and now we're bringing it together. And we recently launched the Do Not Pay solution at the website verifypayment.gov. And so executing that list and making sure that agencies are getting up and running on it is another key priority. And finally, over the summer, the president signed bipartisan legislation, the Improper Payments Elimination and Recovery Act, which again layered new requirements. And basically the way I would summarize that bill is it has us drilling deeper than ever before into our programs and activities to find more errors and correct them. It also has us expanding our recovery activities of improper payments more broadly than they'd been in the past. So we have a lot going on, a lot to execute on. The results that came in at the end of fiscal year 2010 showed progress in the right direction. We've tripled our recoveries, bettering the president's goal to double them. And also the government-wide error rate went down. And in the 11 largest programs for improper payments, 8 of the 11 programs went down. All told, our results enabled us to avoid $3.8 billion in improper payments last year. Estimated amount of improper payments in fiscal year 2010 was $125 billion. That is clearly an amount that continues to concern the president and concern the administration, and we're dedicating a lot of different efforts to attack the issue. One of the important points that we're raising for agencies and for the public is that without the efforts of agencies, that number would have been higher based on the data from the previous year. But again, there's no doubt that this is a large problem, that we have not solved it yet, that the trending that we're seeing is in the right direction, but we want it to go even further and make deeper cuts into these numbers.
So let's talk about 2011 and beyond. What are your top goals around improper payments for 2011?
We've asked agency CFOs to prioritize their activities around making their own operations more efficient and then improving the efficiency of their organizations overall. Improper payments is clearly a big area of inefficiency and waste in federal agencies, and so we've asked agencies to make that a top priority, in particular for agencies where they have a large amount of improper payments on their books. What are they doing to improve it? Each agency is relooking and has relooked at their corrective action plans, how they're attacking the problem. One of the major lessons learned that we have, in particular coming out of the Recovery Act, where we had a very low incidence of error, which is something that I think is an important accomplishment for financial management and for the administration, is how to use data more strategically than we've used it in the past. Now, this is a really important point because when you're managing the data effectively, when you're using the data to find errors, to find trends, to find anomalies, and you're becoming more and more sophisticated at doing that, it allows you to deploy your resources more effectively. Where you're going to send people, where you're going to do site visits, where you're going to concentrate your audits. All of that can be made smarter by taking a more aggressive and sophisticated approach in terms of how you're analyzing the data, what's going on with your payments, what's going on with the entities that are receiving those payments, and how are you identifying problems and red flags that allow you to see where the error is. So a major push for every agency right now in their corrective action plans on improper payments is around better management and better insight into the data.